We'll start again the Gemara, the Flamed Gimel Amid Beis, right in the middle of the Amid. Omelag HaPopal HaBaya. Ve'em Echad Shad Yeladishun Mizbeach HaPnimi. Why do we say that you take the two baboikers that are extra by Shnei Gezer Eitzim? Because we know already it's a Mechaper. It's a Machsher, I mean. It's Machsher for the Ketores. So you don't need it. So why don't you take those two and place them elsewhere? The Hainu. This Mizbech HaPnimi is earlier. The Karmel Adam HaTomid, that was always like that, but it has now three. The Hochat Losa, the Hochat Rei. And now it's going to be before the Adam HaTomid, it only has two. V'chad Shadil Adam HaTomid, the Nakdim LaTovas Chomesh Neiris. So now who said the Tomid is between the five and the two Neiris? Maybe the Tomid is before the five Neiris. The Avgav Docha Trei Vocha Trei, but Lamaisa, the five Neiris, is two Baboikers. And now Tomid has two, so why is Tomid earlier? Mechaper Odif, Tomid is a Mechaper. Zogdi Gemara, this can't be. It can't be that Tomid is before Chomesh Neiris and not in between. Because Imkein Afsuki B'may Afsaktalei. What are you going to have between the five and the two? Hetnichel Geshlokish Doma Lo Mativin Chosem Mativin Kedei Lahagish Kol Azalog Kula Shapir. Kum Teshlokish, you have something in between. You know what you have in between? That you step out and you come back in. And we said, it's not a problem of being a Konis. I have to say that about Kaponim. You have something in between, even not an Avoidah. El Rabbi Yechon Doma Bebeke Bebeke Chakeru Shneb Korim. Michael Amema, you need something in between, an Avoidah in between. And if you need an Avoidah in between, if you just took the Tomid and preempted it before that Tov of Chomesh Neiris, you have no Avoid in between. So it can't be that the Baboika is going on the Tomid, but then there would not be anything between the five and the two. Zok Gemara, Omer Ravin Ravashi, Hai Baboika the Eitzim Miyater. You're telling me Baboika is Eitzim is extra because it's anyway it's a Machsher. Homi Boile Legufe, you need to tell me Legufe. The Komer Rachmona, Nikat Mila Marocha Shnei Shakhtoiris. That it has to be before the Marocha Shnei of Dikhtoiris. But rather, that it goes before the Maroch Shnei of Dikhtoiris, the Shnei Gezer Eitzim. Omalei, it can't be. V'lav miyukimna alev v'loy al chaveta m'chal de'is al chaveta. It can't be that it's before the Maroch Shnei of Dikhtoiris. The Maroch Doyle next to it has a Maroch Shnei of Dikhtoiris. It can't be that this Shnei Gezer Eitzim before that, because it says you put it on the Maroch Doyle. Olev v'loy al chaveta m'ashmet that the chaveta is there already. So it can't be that this is before it. Zok Gemara, Maishu David HaTovas Chomesh Neiris, a new question. Why is it five? Bereisha, Navid HaTovas Shtei Neiris, Maishu David HaTovas Chomesh Neiris, Bereisha, Navid HaTovas Shtei Neiris, Bereisha. Why is it not the opposite? Let it be 2 and 5. Why 5 and 2? Zok Gemara, no. Kevin the Aschibu, Ovid Ruba. When you start, you do Roiv. V'na Avid Shit. So once you do Roiv, so do 6. What's up is 5. Omako, Betivis HaNeiris, you have to leave a minimal of plural for the second part, for afterwards. So you have to have 5 and then 2. Now this is the Kong to Abishol, Atova all seven Neiris are before the Keteris. Kong to Rabbonon, the Keteris is smack in the middle. That was Gufu was in between. Kong to Abishol, the Tomer is in between. But going now in Abishol, that Atova is Shtei Neiris, meaning the 5 and then the 2 is before the Keteris. Keteris is after that. The Omako, Betivis and Neiris, Vahodi Akhtiren, Akhtiren is afterwards. Victorius Leivorim, Keteris is before the Evorim, the Tanya, Yukdam Dovashanemba Baboika Baboika. Bakhtiris says twice Baboika, the Dovashanemba Ela Baboika Echod Dovad. Mashing about the Tomid, it says, as the Kevin says, Echotas Baboika, so in Mela, the Keteris is before the Evorim. This we got up to. Zog the Gemara, the Evorim, the Mincha, the Evorim, the Akrov of the Evorim, are before the Mincha. Now, even though really the Evorim are kosher the whole Lila, you burn the Evorim the whole night, the Maisa, it's still Kodim Lemincha. Zog the Gemara, the Tanya, Minayin Shlei Dova Kodim LeTomid Shel Shachar. How do we know that the Tomid, you're talking about the Tomid Shel Shachar, the Tomid Shel Shachar is the first thing. Tomid Shel Shachar is the first thing on the Mizbeach. How do you know that Tomid Shachar is first? Meaning, that tells me clearly that the Mincha is not before it. Evorim is before the Mincha. How do you know that there's nothing before the Tomid Shel Shachar? Zog the Gemara, Tamid Loima, Daf Lamed Dalet. It says ha oilo. What is ha oilo telling me? Ve omar rova ha oilo he oilo rishoyno. That means it's the first thing. Zok Rashi in the top ha oilo mashmat rishoyno. Dilu ruy ba alma Also, she aktira aleh oilo v'shlamim. If some tell me legufe that you mak there oilo and shlamim on the mizbeach nichtav oich aleh. What's ha oilo? Ha oilo means it's the first one. Now, the truth is that there's a big discussion in the poiskim. It says in the Gemara over here, shlei dova koyim l'tomet shel shachar. Is that ma'akev? Is tomet shel shachar the first thing that has to be? Meaning today the tefillos are connected to karbonis. So if tomet shel shachar has to be the first thing, let's say a person comes late to shul. There's no other minion in town. He comes to shul, they're up to musaf. What does he do? Does he daven now starting shachris and daven shachris b'yechidus and musaf b'yechidus? Or does he now first daven musaf to at least daven musaf b'minion? I can't do shachris when they're doing musaf b'minion because I'm not up to shachris. I have to do everything before b'chis kriyashma. They're up to Shemoneh Esrei right now. Do I daven musaf first? Like this, at least I daven musaf b'minion? Or do I know? It says, Shalei Dova Kermit Tomash Shachar. So Moshe Chuba says, from this Gemara he learns out, Shalei Dova Kermit Tomash Shachar, Shachar has to be before Musaf. And it's a Ma'akav even. This is Tfilah, this is not Karbonis. But from the Karbonis, we see Al-Kaponim, this is the Seyed Advarim. My Elter Zed, Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, has a famous Chuba, the Tvus Oritz, and the Sefer, Divri Yosef, and the Chuba Sefer. He brings Rayas that in order to daven the Minyan, in such a chetimtz, it happened in Yerushalayim, that a person should daven musaf together with tzibur, because the milo of minyan, and he goes through the sugyas in here and in other places, in Menachos. In Zman Krishma, you're not going to miss, apparently. We're not talking about a late, we're talking about a minyan, and it's Krishma. You said maybe. Maybe you said Krishma. But you didn't have a chance to say all the birch Krishma to be able to daven shachis while they're doing musaf. That might also be called a minyan. We're both davening Shemoneh Esrei. But if you're faced in a situation, I said Kriyashma, no problem with Zman Kriyashma. But now the question is, which one Esrei? He says that even though over here it says, but it's time Akav in Tfilas, and in Tfilas, Minyan overrides. He comes out, you daven Musaf, Betzibur, and then you daven Shachas after three Chidus. Zog the Gemara. Daf Lamed Daled, the Gemara continues. Umincha lechavitim. That means the Mincha is before the mincha of the Tomid. Tomid has a mincha with it. L'chavitin. Chavitin of the Kohen Gol. Kohen Gol, every single day, brought chavitin Kohen Gol. So the mincha, which is a chelik of the Tomid, because we said that the carbon Tomid is before. So the mincha is before the chavitin of the Kohen Gol. Why? Oila u'mincha. There's a pasuk that says clearly. Zog Rashi, oila u'mincha. Oila u'mincha la'akev isha l'ashem oila u'mincha. It says lahakiv ish al Hashem oila mincha, so oila umincha. It says clearly oila umincha zevach unesochim. That's the end of the pasuk. So we learn from the pasuk oila umincha that the oila and mincha go together. The oila is the first thing that goes on the mizbeach umincha, and the mincha is a chelik of the oila. It goes together with it. The mincha of the oila. These are menachos of the oila. And memela. That's why chavit kohen gadol follow that. Now the end of the pasuk is zevach. So Rashi continues, Oilo mincha limatcha shtei mincha sa oilo acha oilo miyad. That means nothing in between it. That means the oil and the mincha sa tomid cannot have chavitin can go in between. Because it says oilo mincha together. So that's the beginning of the pasuk, oilo mincha. Now the bar continues, v'chavitin l'nesochin, the chavitin can go before the nesochim, the libations. Now even though the nesochim, we're talking about the yayin now. The niske yayin are l'chayra a chelik of the goes together with the carbon with the tomid. Yet the chavita kohen gol go earlier. Mm-hmm. Why? Zok the Gemara shum mincha. Shum mincha means that the chavitim have a shei mincha too. They're called mincha. Zok Rashi hoy v'chavitin afen mincha. V'eskika makosiv imatomid. The chsiba v'asir seifa. So let's the mincha tomid apiti teismucha. The tomid should also be close to the tomid. It's not as close as we said before when it comes to mincha chavitin. Mincha goes first, but the mice it's also a chelik of the mincha. It's called mincha also in the pasuk. Afein mincha viskika makosuv vasir seifa so let's the mincha. So we see the chavit can go called so let's the mincha. So it's somach to the tomid after the nesachim, like it says oila umincha. Okay, yes, Lord, meaning. Stayed minchas hatomid. That's where the minchas negated to the tomid and the minchas yochid, even though it's a shame mincha, but that's not referring to the mincha of the tomid. Now, the Siach Yitzchak Binzi Yerushalmi Be'etzim, the whole Gemara that says that we're talking about chavite kohen gadol, L'chayre chavita kohen gadol, what's bichlal the tzad? Chavita kohen gadol is a carbon yochid of a kohen gadol. Where does that come into the picture? Yes, we're calling it a shem mincha, and we have to have a poska tell me that the mincha of the talmid goes before the chavitin. One is a carbon tzibur, one is a carbon yochid. We see clearly from the Shalom, we're talking about a tzibur dekha akrova, not stam egna, because he wants to say that chavitin, of course, don't go in between the oil and the mincha, because one is a tzibur, one is a yochid. But upon him, this is the limud of the gemara. Zok di ma'am vayta, v'nesochim le'musofin, the nesochim of the yain that we're discussing now, go before the musafin. Musafin meaning on Shabbos, when there's a musaf. Zok di gemara, why? Because that was the end of that pasuk that we brought. Zevach v'nesochim v'ayoyim b'yoyimai. Meaning, it says zevach u'nesochim. Zevach u'nesochim. Zok v'ashi, lomadnu sholi yafsik korban acher bein zevach u'nesochim. Meaning, the nesochim go before the musafin. So the nesochim of the yayin, you can't have another korban. You can't bring a korban musaf before that. The nesochim have to be before the musafin. V'al shteid zevach u'nesochim zok v'ashi, sholi yafsik korban acher bein zevach u'nesochim. You can't have another korban between the zevach and the sochim, so it has to be ultimately that the niske yayin are before the musafin. Can't have a hefsek. Umusafin the bezichin, now the bezichin that go together with the lechem upon him. So the bezichin, the musafin, I mean, go before the bezichin. Zok the gemara, v'atani, we learn not like that. We learn beferish bezichin koydim musafin. You're telling me musafin before the bezichin. The musaf goes before the bezichin of the lechem upon him. State over here that the bezichin you make once a week and then you eat it's matter the lechem upon him. V'atani, it says in the brayza fakert bezichin kol musafin. The bezichin are before the musafin. And to the gemara tanoihi. It's indeed a machlokes tanoim. A bezichin kol musafin. Umusafin kol bezichin. We had a sugya like that in Psochim, in Daf Nun Ches, in Tom and Nishchat, and that would be taka these two tanoim. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Zok mo tanoi. Omer Abaye, Mistavre, Commander Omar, Musaf in Koin Lebezichin. Abaye, that's saying this whole memra, Mishmei Dabashol, is going that Mistavre, that Musafin are before the Bezichin. Not like the Matana that holds Bezichin Koin Musafin, but Musafin Koin Bezichin. Why? Lav mi Amrit, didn't we say that Baboike, Baboike Lahakdim, just what we said before, Baboike, Baboike tells me that it goes earlier, we took the Baboike, Baboike, the eights, and we placed it earlier. And all the kudus we learned from Baboike, Baboike. So by Musaf it says, Ochanami, Beyoim, Beyoim, La'acher. I'm sorry, by the Lechem upon him, by the Bezichin, it says, Beyoim, 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 Beyoim. Zog Rashi, Beyoim, Beyoim, Hashabbos, Yacheno, Veloshim, Beyoim, Mashma, Beoim, Otsum, Ayoim, Velo, Beboikoi. Just like Beboikoi, Beboikoi is telling me earlier, Beyoim, Beyoim is telling me later. So Melod, we know that the Bezichin are after the Musafin. Mistava, Commander Omer, Musafin, Karma, Bezichin, Bezichin, later, because Bezichin say, Beyoim, Beyoim. So Melod, you prolong it later. Just like Rabbi Gerberg meant earlier, this means later. The Bialocha, I believe it's in Reish Lamed Vav, or Reish Pei Aleph, he brings over there that there's a, he brings from the Levush Esrod, that a person should daven Musaf, Dafka, later. Now, later, he brings his man, when? Because it was B'tchila Shor Shishis, which means like 11 a.m., if let's say Chatzai is at 12. Before Chatzos, an hour before. Why Dafka later? And he says, even if someone davened, we don't go passing like that, but even if davened, someone davened Vasikin Shachas, Musaf should be a specific time. So the Achronim, the Chaim Antuchin, has a Lomdus, and he says, in the back of Kuntz Chanukah Megillah, he says, because what's the Lomdus, same machlokes we have by Mincha Gedoyla, Mincha Ketana, what's the Chatchila, what's B'dievet? Kung to the Rosh, Le Chatchila, you daven Mincha Gedoyla, and according to the Rambam, it's only B'dievet, Mincha Ketana is Le Chatchila. Because the Rambam looked at what did you daven, what did you do, which what were you makir fractally every day in the Beis Hamikdash? It was always that it was later. It was never early. It was only once a year, Erev Pesach, Chalas Be'er Shabbos, they were makdim the Tomid, because he had a lot of things he had to do afterwards. He had Korban Pesach. So only when, once a year, but you look at the practical, when it was done 364 days a year later. So Michik Doyle is B'dievet. Mashenga the Rosh learned, you don't look at what was practically done, you look at what was what's able to be done. It's able to be done earlier. So the same thing with Musaf, he wants to say. That Musaf, there's a machloikas, the Levush Esrod, that's only according to the Rambam that says that you look at what was done practically. But in the Rosh is Lomdus, that Michik Dole is the Chathila, because you don't look at what's practical, but you look at what's able, so what then Musaf is able to be done early. Even in the Beis Hamikdash, you can do it earlier, just this when it was done. But Al Kaponim, this is the Yeuchar, It's brought down in Halachi. Whatever you daven Shachis, you daven a little later on Shabbos, on a weekday. So this is also a chelik of the Yuchah. Zog the Gemara. My time, the Mandom Bezichin Koyim Musafin. What's Mandom that says the opposite? We're going with Stavon Mandom Musafin Koyim Bezichin. What's the Mandom that says Bezichin before Musaf? So the Gemara says, Gomar Chuka Chuka Michavitin. Oh, Zog the Rashi. Chuka Chuka Michavitin. By Chavitin it says, Chok Oilom Lashem. Kolil tak tokto. Uwe bezichin ksiv, kodesh kodoshim u li me ishi Hashem, chok oilom. Vakulam al sekoi, vagam gina minei, shetaktim le musofin. The bezichin are before the musofin. The reason why bezichin are before musofin, ke chavitin. Just like the chavitin are earlier, chavitin are before the nesochim, even, and for sure before the musofin, because that's afterwards. So just like the chavitin are earlier, so to bezichin are before the musafin. Chukko chukko. Zog the morning, if you're comparing it, mamas like the chavitin. So eba zoi, ima hosom, goma ligmere kulam ilsim me hosom. So maybe learn out that the bezichin should be makdim even before the nesochim, like the chavitin. Chavitin are even before the nesochim, so maybe bezichin should be so that much earlier too. Zog the Gemara, no, you have another pasuk. Locha hani b'yom b'yom la'acher. On the one hand, you have b'yom la'acher. Tell me, bezichim are not as early like the chavitin are before the nesachim. On the other hand, you have a pasuk chok chok that you chuka chuka. You compare one to another that it's taka. You makdim bezichim to mesachim like the chavitin, but not as early because you have b'yom b'yom that's la'acher. Zog the Gemara, k'teresh shachar oisak kevin ben dam le'evorim. The k'teresh shachar was between the zrikas hadam and the akrovas of the evorim. Now we know k'teresh. Is a machlokes Abishol and Rabbanon. According to Abishol, Keteris was after the Shiva Negus, after the last two. And according to, because Tomer was in between, and according to Rabbanon, Keteris was Gufa Bein Chamisha L'Shtayim. It was Bizman that you mate of the two, that's when you marked the Keteris. So Zokma Mani, who's this like that we're saying, Keteris Shachar is between the Dam and the Devorim. I Rabbanon, if it's according to Rabbanon, so it's not Bein Dam Levorim, it's Bein Dam Negus. It's really between the Dam and the Negus, meaning, between the five and the two. That's when he does it. Really, benel and ner. But the point is, between the dam and the ner, it's not between the evorim. The evorim is afterwards. It's still it's in the midst of the neres, between the dam, the zikas of the dam, and the hatovas haneres. Meaning within the hatovas haneres. Mi boyele. I abishol, so beneres le evorim. According to abishol, it's after all the neres. So ibazoi, it should it's not been dam levorim. It should have said ben neres levorim, because all that tova takes place earlier. Mi boyle zokma lo olim rabbanani. It's taka between five and two. Uve sidra loy kamayri. We're not discussing now the sidra. We're not discussing the etzem seder. Zok Rashi loy dak. We're not talking about the etzem seder. Yes, it's we're saying in general it's between the dam and levorim. But now where is it exactly specifically in the seder? It's taka between the five and the two. The Talmud Shabbin Abayim, we said, was craving, the Mishnah says, between the Evorim and the Nesochim. Zog the Gemara. Vishal Ben Abayim was craving, Ben Evorim and Nesochim. Menoani Mili. How do we know that it's Ben Abayim? It's after the Evorim. Ben Abayim is Ben Evorim and Nesochim. In the morning, it's before the Evorim. Ben Abayim is between the Evorim and the Nesochim. Menani Mili, how do we talk and know that it's Kreve Ben Evorim and Nesochim? Zog the Gemara Om Rabbi Yechon Dom Akro, it says in the Pasuk, Keminchas Aboike Ucheniskoi Taaseh. Meaning, Keminchas Aboike, it looks like in the morning. So too, it's done in the afternoon. Ben Abayim. Tomet Ben Abayim is Ben Evorim the Nesachim. We're talking about the Talmud, we're talking about the Keteris. We're talking about the Mishnah says Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Keteris shel Shachar yitzkevim in dam levorim. We're talking about the Keteris. Keteris of the Shachar, not Talmud Shabbat. Talmud Shabbat is the last thing. Aleh Ashlim. Keteris shel Shachar yitzkevim in dam levorim. Shel Ben Abayim, the Keteris of Ben Abayim, Ben Evorim le Nesachim. So the Gemara says, how do we know Taka? Why is it after the Evorim? Zog the Gemara. Menani mili, Om Rabbi Yechon, Om Akro, Kemichas HaBoike, Chniskei Taaseh, Ma Minchas HaBoike, Keteris Kedemes HaNesochim, just like in the morning, the Mincha, just like in the morning, Keteris is before the Nesochim, Afkang, Keteris Kedemes HaNesochim, so Mele, it's before the Nesochim, We said it bein avon nesachim, so it's before nesachim. Imala alon k'teres k'demes le'evorim. Well, if you're comparing it to the morning is before the evorim, the k'teres. So why, where do we say it's after the evorim? Zogmar afkan k'teres k'demes le'evorim. Let it be before the evorim. Why do we say that in the afternoon the k'teres is bein avon nesachim? Zogmar miksiv k'evorim haboiker k'minchas haboiker k'siv k'minchas haboiker v'lo k'evorim haboiker. It's like the minchas haboiker, meaning the minchas erev is like the minchas haboiker. But it's like the Michas HaBoiker, but it's not like the Evorei HaBoiker. The Evorei HaBoiker, tak in the morning, the Keteris is before the Evorim. Mashengen in the afternoon, the Keteris is after the Evorim, because it's not like the Michas HaBoiker. It says K'michas HaBoiker, I mean, but not like the Evorei HaBoiker. The Evorei HaBoiker, tak a different, Evorei Erev and Evorei HaBoiker are different placements. In the afternoon, the Keteris is after the Evorim, and in the morning, it's taken before the Evorim. All right, we'll stop over here by Tonu Rabbanan.